This is Jay Smith, KGOD News. I'm here today talking with Deezer D. Deezer currently stars as Malik McGrath in TV's number one rated television show,
True.
ER. However, today I'd like to shift the emphasis to another area of your life, Deezer, to your rapping career. Tell me, Deezer, how long have you been rapping?
I've been rapping since the late 80s.
Is this your first album?
Yes and no, but this is my first positive album. The something negative stuff didn't even get a chance to come out, you know what I'm saying?
I noticed that your music isn't the same as any usual secular rap, or it's actually different than any regular Christian rap we've heard as well. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to categorize it, but I can't seem to pinpoint it. What would you call it?
Positivity. And show ain't Christian rap. Only Christian rap I like is probably like Gospel, Gangsters, Dynamic Twins. Rest of that stuff is corny.
Positive rap. Deezer, do you feel you've dubbed a new sound?
Oh, no doubt.
Some of the emotions apparent in your music are jealousy, envy, hypocrisy, and anger. It's almost as if you're angry at the Christian world.
Well, no, I'm not angry.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm not angry at the Christian world. The thing is about Christians is Christians don't know how to stick together. You know, that's my opinion. They don't know how to stick together. And I know somebody out there right now going, well, why is he saying that? Why is he talking about Christians like that? Well, if you feel that way, I'm talking about you. And, you know, we need to know how to stick together as Christians. And a lot of Christians like to turn their backs on other Christians and get jealous when some other people start doing something for God. You know what I'm saying?
I understand you yourself have written the lyrics to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to the words and the story behind each song, it's as if a testimony were being told.
Mm-hmm.
Deezer, what inspires your writing? And is your music, in fact, the story of your own life?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, listen to Welcome Home. But it's a lot of different things that, you know, get me hyped up. Some of the secular stuff get me hyped up to listen to. D-Black and Chris Gunn's beats get me hyped up. You know, it's just a lot of things that happens, you know what I'm saying?
You know, a couple other things I picked up from your music is getting sober. Could you explain that to me?
I've been sober 4.5 years, 12-step program. I hear a lot of preachers always dissing the 12-step program, but if it wasn't for the 12-step programs, hey, I wouldn't even be serving God today. That's the plain truth.
Another thing I hear you say is Noah's Ark. What are you talking about there?
I'm talking about Noah Wiley on ER, man. He had a little bet and he won the bet, so I had to say his name all through the song of the albums. And so anyway, if I would have won, he would have had to say my name on every TV show.
Let's talk a moment about your acting career. We've seen you on screen and TV, movies such as CB4 with
True.
Chris Rock,
True.
Great White Hype,
True.
Fear of a Black Hat, which was another rap parody. There's also been several television shows.
Uh-huh.
But most recently and most consistently has been your part as Malik on ER. Tell me, how did you land the part on TV's number one rated television show?
Oh, that's a God thing. That's a blessing to be on a show like ER's number one, of course, in the country. But anyway, the producer, John Wells, had remembered me from other projects and put me on. Said, the show goes. He'll sign me for 5 episodes. Well, we just finished our 3rd season.
You know, Deezer, you're quite a busy man, and I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to share with us part of your life.
Uh-huh.
You're doing great things, and through you, many lives are going to be touched. I just want to encourage you and say, keep up the God work.
Hey, not a problem.